Good morning. I want to greet you in Christ's name this morning. Recently, I've been thinking about relationships, and you know, they require time and effort, and our relationship with Christ, and how sometimes it's maybe human tendency or can be where we go through the motions and not necessarily have a heart in what we're doing. So I'd like to read, there's a parable that Jesus spoke. He had both these examples in there. It's in Luke. But first in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, he says, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." So let's think about that. And in Luke 15, I'll read 11 to 31. It's a very familiar story. It's the story of the prodigal son. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of the goods that fall to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And his son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and was found, and they began to be merry. And now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" So verses 1 and 2 of the same chapter. "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man received the sinners and eateth with them. So he spake this parable to them." Look at the older son represents the Pharisees. The older son did what the father wanted. He was going through the motions, but his heart was not in it. There was no relationship with the father. He was as distant as his younger brother. He had an unforgiving heart. He felt justifiably cold toward his brother and was outraged that his father still would want a relationship with his son who had so deeply offended him. His focus was only on immediately punishing his brother for what he had done rather than focusing on what had changed in his heart. He wanted to make his brother pay for what he had done. He had no mercy and no desire for reconciliation. He missed an opportunity for joy and celebration because he was preoccupied with himself. He missed the loving heart of the Father that longs for restoration. Instead, he angrily withdrew himself, withdrew in self-justification, indignation, and smugness over being right. So that there is what the older son had. Look at the younger son now. Repentance is a brokenness and change of life direction. He longed for something more than what he had available to him in his sin. He longed to go home. He willingly acknowledged his selfish violation of love, first toward God and then toward others. He recognized that he deserved nothing and pleaded for mercy to serve as a slave without a demand for restoration to his previous position in the family. And then the heart of the Father. The Father's story represents an unexpected forgiving heart of God in response to genuine repentance. The Father never ever gave up hope, hoping for his son's repentance and return home to be restored to him again. He was persevering in prayer and intently looking for the day he saw the familiar form of his son on the horizon. The hopeful yearning for restoration was never quenched in the heart of the Father. Father was willing to humble himself and not conform to the cultural mandate of his day to make his son grovel in the dirt. Instead, in a spontaneous, jubilant act of love, he ran to embrace his son. Forgiveness was joyfully granted because he sensed repentance in the heart of his son and restored to him a position of sonship that was unheard of. The father planned a party to celebrate the return of his son. His son was heading in the direction that brought separation and death to the relationship, but now he was alive and reconciled to his father. So that's what stood out to me was, all three of the different hearts that are betrayed there, but even though our sins offend Jesus, he still wants a relationship with us. Not merely just going through the emotions, but then I have to think, do I have the proper perspective of lost souls? When one repents, do I get excited and want to celebrate with them, or do I have an attitude of waiting to see how long it lasts? Jesus gave the perfect picture of what forgiveness and restored relationship with him looks like. So that's all I had. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you we can be here today and worship to you. Thank you for making way for us to have a relationship with you. Just help us to guard our hearts and to have a heart in what we do for you. Pray to be with the Sunday school hour here today and for the one who brings the message. Let's pray that we could bring you honor and glory this day. In Jesus' name, amen.